Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
If you're looking for a podcast listen over the Christmas period, the Pod Squad are with me for the very last time this year to tell us about this week's recommendation, The Rest of Science.
There's a ride at Thorpe Park. And what's interesting about it is that it has the longest negative G, basically. So you are effectively airborne, as you, if you like, in your seat. But the way that they have to do it, you know, normally you are, as you go on a roller coaster, you are forced into your seat, right? So you kind of go down. It's like you
right.
like really feel the weight of it. In this one, it's the opposite. And the way that they do it is they have to slow down the carriage as it goes on the outside of a turn in order for you to really have that feeling of sort of being flung out into the air.
Whoa. I won't be riding on that anytime soon.
Do you know why roller coasters?
I don't, no. Oh. I never had. As a kid, I actually collected newspaper clippings of deaths on roller coasters. Because it made me feel like my fear was justified.
I wish I knew you when you were 8 years old.
So News Talk's Ellen Butler, Rory Gallivan, both with me in studio today to tell us about The Rest is Science. This is a sort of a discussion, Ellen, pondering over those kind of weird science questions, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of blasts open the door to the science and mathematics world. And it's really what I love about this, and I do love it, is that it's not dumbed down. It's not like overly simplistic. You've got Hannah Fry there, who some people might have come across. She's pops up online from time to time on TikTok explaining various things. I think her mother's actually from Tullamore.
Right.
But she's a professor of public understanding of mathematics at Cambridge University.
What a mad job.
Yeah, really interesting. And then Michael Stevens, who's also known as Vsauce. He's a YouTuber and science communicator. And you can tell, obviously, by their descriptions there that what they want to do is to bring the science to people, to ordinary people like
they're me. Like Luke O'Neill.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, more or less. Yeah, yeah. To
so all those
to break down the barriers. Yeah, and
questions.
they don't like I say, kind of make it overly simplistic. They kind of want to bring it to you and you to it, and explain what goes on behind the scenes. So there's various different topics they cover. Yeah,
I've only listened to two of the episodes, Rory.
Yeah.
Of which there's many. Had you heard of this podcast actually before?
I had. No. I'm very familiar with the Michael Stevens Vsauce because his YouTube channel is like massive. So I've been watching it for years.
That's right. Because I'd never heard of it.
Really? Yeah. He's. I mean, especially in the some people my age, I don't know, or some of the listeners, in the early 2010s, like he was taking over YouTube because he had these like science videos, kind of similar to this, where he's pondering a question, going into detail with it, and like, yeah, millions of views, millions of subscribers. So, no, I really enjoyed this one. I think, like the first two episodes, I feel like you might be getting the wrong idea of what the podcast is. I felt that early on, especially, it had a bit of a slow start. They were still kind of figuring out what exactly the topics they'd cover are, how they tackle them. So bringing it to the masses, like you said, Ellen, like they do make it simple, but I feel like even earlier on, they were doing an episode on is water wet, I think was the first one, or like what actually counts as wet. And I feel like that got a bit too much jargon was thrown in there, a bit too much was kind of delved into, they got into the weeds a bit. It does get better as it goes on.
The first episode I listened to, and it was actually one of the more recent ones, was about cancer research and cancer research trials and how they worked. And I just found myself, maybe I picked a bad time of the week. I was listening to it on a Saturday afternoon, having been out on festive celebrations on Friday, and it was...
You weren't too sharp, so...
Yeah, no, I just found it too heavy for me. Maybe if I was to listen to it on a Monday afternoon or maybe this morning on my way into work, it might have been a little bit different. The second one was actually in relation to kind of fish and, you know, the sort of long pondering question that we've often heard as a child about do goldfish really have short memories, you know, and kind of listening to the sort of the science behind that. But I do wonder, if you're not a science nerd, how appealing is this?
That's interesting, yeah, because I thought I definitely enjoyed the episodes more where it was like explaining everyday things. Like there's one about crying, which explains not just the science of like your tear ducts or whatever, but like what is it that makes humans cry as opposed to other species. And there was another on, is music getting worse, and the science about behind that. I prefer those to the like the water, the gravity,
the
sort of maths heavy stuff. If my Auntie Mary is listening, she'll know that all of that goes over my head. She patiently tried to give me grinds for my Leaving Cert and that kind of stuff. I just don't engage with the science or the mathematics world in my everyday life. So I enjoyed that. It's funny, you thought it was too heavy.
Well, it's not, like as I said, you know, maybe on a weekday if I'm listening to it or not on the weekend before Christmas, I might approach it with a different tone. But
you need to listen to maybe one at a time. I wouldn't even listen to more than two because I thought you actually do need to
listen. And maybe I just wasn't in a mood for concentration on Saturday, but definitely I think that's required. What's your favourite aspects of this?
My favourite aspects, I mean, I like the hosts. I think earlier on, they don't have as much of a chemistry. And I think as the podcast goes on, they kind of get more of a rapport. I thought they were very good. They're obviously very knowledgeable on what they're talking about. Hannah Fry is a proper professor, so she has a real degree. Mm. Your man, Michael Stevens, is more of a science nerd. He's a content creator kind of thing, but he clearly knows a lot as well. So he kind of plays the role of like asking questions, or he poses funny stories he's learned. And my favorite episode was one about contacting aliens.
Yeah,
and it tells a story about this thing called the Arecibo telescope, which sent out radio waves to send this image. And it was really funny because they talked all about this. And then at the end, Professor Hannah Fry says, it was a bit crap, to be honest. She's like kind of tearing it apart a little bit and saying like, oh, it's going to take 25,000 light years to send. By the time it actually gets there, the stars they were sending it to would have moved out of the way. So they were kind of like,
how would they even interpret it anyway?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it was funny to listen to this for 25 minutes. And
then they poke fun at each other.
Yeah, and then it was like, actually, that was kind of useless. But it was still a fun story to learn about.
Yeah, I've only listened to this, you know, an episode and an episode and a half, I'd say, of it. And from what I've heard, I have enjoyed it. Vincent in Dublin has got in touch to say, Professor Hannah Fry is the occasional host of Have I Got News For You.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's very funny.
She crops up on these panel shows in the UK. So she's really charismatic. Like, I do think they have a good rapport. I did notice, Rory, like you say, when the first couple of episodes, it was a little bit slow to start, and maybe they were still trying to get to know each other. But it is developing. Mm. I do find it kind of has the air of a pilot to it. It's all a bit like thrown together, and there's no real, like, they don't even introduce themselves in the beginning of the episode and stuff like that. I find it a little bit funny.
I also found that it kind of read like they were reading off a script initially, and they were pretending like they weren't.
Yeah.
So they would pose a question, and one of them would like feign, like, "Oh, really?" It's like, yeah, clearly knew that was about to be teed up. So, but then it does get better, and especially when they have like a listener question segment, that's a lot better in my opinion, just because it's a little less prepared.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. The two that I've heard, it's just the two presenters.
Yeah.
So, are there ever guests?
Not yet.
I don't think so.
Now, I'm listening on Spotify where there's only like 9 episodes.
Yeah.
So it's relatively new. So I think maybe they are developing and seeing what works and what doesn't.
But they probably don't need guests, you know, because they're both experts.
Yeah, and who's going to get on? So. Only another expert.
Exactly. Yeah, or maybe with not going to have lived experience of whatever they're talking about. But
yeah, there's definitely scope for that to develop it.
How do the questions work?
Usually it's like a topic they pretend like they're interested in at the beginning, or they'll just say like, oh, I've been thinking about this, and then they just kind of go from there. Or if it's the listener questions, they'll just pose the listener question as it is. So there was one like, oh, why do I sneeze when I chew gum or something like that because of the menthol in your nose or whatever. So it's kind of just like, oh, I've been interested in this week, or oh, I was thinking about we talk about this. It's not necessarily like some big philosophical query that they have to go through. It's just kind of, oh, this is the topic this week.
And in a way that nearly brings it back to more kind of straightforward sort of stuff. If they get lost in the jargon and the detail, it makes it more everyday.
Listeners wondering, my son is a teenager and absolutely loves, totally addicted to science. Is this podcast suitable for him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like I wouldn't have, it's not...
nothing inappropriate, I wouldn't think.
No, I wouldn't have thought so at all. Another listener wondering, if she can listen to it in any of your streaming platforms, whatever.
Spots, yeah.
There's a video version as well, I thought. I hadn't looked at it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool because I was looking at Spotify and there's a whole video. And sometimes it doesn't come across as well, like for that Arecibo message thing. Your man Michael Stevens is like, oh, behind me is this image that's on my wall. It's like, for anyone listening, this is what's on it. It's like, oh, okay. But if you're listening to watching the video, it would have been... come across way better.
Yeah.
But I like it when a podcast has a video version.
A lot of podcasts doing that now.
Yeah.
They become like a live show or
that's actually
broadcast.
One of my gripes with it because I
you
listen
don't
to
like
a podcast
that,
as a podcast and a lot of the episodes I thought, oh, maybe I should switch it on to see what they're looking at. And they don't even put it up on screen what they're discussing at the time. But anyway, I prefer to just listen in the ear. So,
Are you going to stick with this, Rory?
I'll probably listen to a couple more. I do
How many
like,
did you listen to? Sorry.
God, I think I'm on like episode 6 or something.
Oh, right,
so
okay,
yeah, I got fairly far and actually... As I'm going along, I'm liking it more. And I do like a lot of science stuff. I mean, from a very young age, I watched like Mythbusters and all that kind of stuff. So I think depending on the topic as well, like maybe if I look at it and I go, not for me, I'll skip it. But I probably will give it another listen for sure.
Yeah. Ellen?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I'll continue listening religiously, but if there was one that kind of piqued my interest.
You dip in and out of it.
Yeah, I do enjoy it.
Well, that's a good enough endorsement. Of any stars out of 5?
I think I would reserve 5 for flawless. So this is getting a 4.
That's a pretty good. So can't fault that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd be happy with 4 out of 5, Rory?
I'm one step below. I'll give it 3.5.
3.5. Why?
Just because the slower start, I think if I listened to more of it, like if I kept up with it, it would probably go up as they get better and the rapport grows. But there's some bits and they do get in the weeds a bit. And like you said, it was a bit heavy at certain parts. And 3.5.
3.5, settled with that. Okay, that's our podcast recommendation for this week. The Rest is Science is the name of the podcast we're chatting about. Of course, that's Ellen Butler, Rory Galvin from the News Talk newsroom. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.